Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Kickstart your adventure now with a new Gud golf cart from Country Carts of Brookhaven. Gud golf carts are assembled right here in Mississippi with the best features around. And best of all, they're street legal. Country Carts of Brookhaven, 401 Highway 51 South, phone 601-748-0454.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Welcome to the Mississippi Minute. Don't forget, before we get started today, there's so many cool, cool things to do right here in glorious Mississippi. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out more. Excited about revisiting with my dear pal today, former Heisman Trophy winner from the University of Miami Hurricanes. I saw him all lean and in shape the other day on TV when they were presenting the Heisman Trophy, and it reminded me that we need to catch up. So we'll do it in front of all of you guys. Our guest also won a national championship. He won the Walter Camp Award, the Maxwell Award, the Johnny Unitas Trophy, and the Chick Harley Award, etc., etc. He won it all. Let's find out where he keeps them all, because I want to know where this trophy case is in the trophy room. No better place and time than right now, right here in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, than with my pal, Gino Toretta. Hey, Gino.
What's going on, Stevie? Well, first off, it's two national championships. So I did start four games in '89, which, you know, I know that you being the Notre Dame.
Are you sure Notre Dame didn't
Notre
win that?
Notre Dame community. that there was a championship game in '89 that we won, and we also beat your beloved Golden Domers at the end of that season, 27-10. Well, I started four games that season, and then all of the '91 season. So two national championships, but. Other than that, yeah, a lot of awards that a lot of me and my teammates enjoyed a lot of good times.
All right, so look, let's dig a little back. I want to talk first of all when I saw you on TV the other day and they're making the Heisman announcement or about to. You know, I started thinking about all the work you put in, and we've talked about this before, and you're pretty nonchalant about it when you started to take football serious a little later in life and all that. But, you know, where did it, like during the season for you, the Heisman campaign, was there all this hype going into your senior season, or was there a Heisman moment that you became on the national radar, you know, or was it something that was a culmination of just consistent play every week?
Well, I think that, you know, my junior year we were undefeated, won the national championship in '91. And, you know, when I came back from my senior year, all my receivers came back, Michael Barrow, Darren Smith, Jesse Armstead, all my linebackers. I mean, that was kind of before the, I guess you would say, the era now of, you know, trying to get to the NFL as fast as possible. So we were all, you know, fifth-year seniors and coming back and trying to repeat. And our goal was, God, I can remember in the summers working out, was 30-0. Then we would have won 30 in a row. If we won a national championship and went undefeated two seasons in a row. I mean, I kind of thought, you know, we all thought, based on how we played as juniors, that if we could keep it rolling, we'd have opportunities to win awards at the end of the year. But it was never, hey, individually, I want to do this, or you know, Michael Barrett wanted to win the Butkus or the Lombardi Award or any of those things. It was, you know, we have to continue to win to have any chance of winning individual awards. And I think that was the era that it just kind of started, where college football was starting to be on TV all the time. Not all the games, but you know, there was more of some regional cable networks, and ESPN was just kind of starting to become mainstream. I think game day was probably started, I think, my senior year of college in that year of of 1992. But I remember a stretch probably in the middle of the year where we played Arizona, which was, you know, they're considered Desert Swarm defense. Teddy Bruschi was kind of the leader of that defense. They were giving them, you know, like 8 points a game, 10 points a game. We played Penn State on the road against, you know, Jopa and his team, and then we played Florida State. And it was essentially probably three of the probably top six defenses in the country at the time. And I can remember reading something. They said if Toretta can survive, because our offensive line wasn't great, they said if Toretta can survive and if he can win these three games, you know, he'll be the front runner at that point in time. I mean, I don't know. I was, you know, basically just, you know, at that point in time in the middle of the season, I had separated my shoulder, I think, in the second or third game. Arizona, you know, just kept pounding on it. I mean, I was just trying to stay out there, and it didn't feel good, but, you know, it's probably the same thing Justin Fields took it at halftime to stay in the semifinal game this year that I did a long time ago. So you're doing that to stay on the field. But I think as that stretch went, and I can remember when we beat Florida State kind of at the end of it, and, you know, Bobby Bowden just said, if Toretta's not the best player in the country, I don't know who he is.
Wow.
And that, to me, was satisfaction in and of itself, because all you want as a player is your opponents to respect you and be like, man, that guy's damn good.
Yeah.
And, you know, when a guy like Bobby Bowden said that, then I was like, okay. And then I think I had a really good game against West Virginia probably a couple weeks later, where I completed like 12 passes in a row. And it was really just, you know, our game plan was on, and kind of Don Nealon, their Hall of Fame coach, said the same thing. But, you know, you don't know. You don't know until they open that envelope on the podium. Like, everybody thinks, like, these finalists go to New York, and they tell you before you go in, well, you have no idea. You know, I can remember. Probably one of the best stories is I barely made it to New York. I was in Kentucky. I met Johnny Unitas in Kentucky for the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award. There was an ice storm in New York, and all the airports were shut down Friday night, the night before the Heisman. So they had prepared me that you were going to a TV studio in Kentucky. You'll get there as soon as you can, but it's not going to be before the TV show. Okay. And when I did it, the TV show was on NBC, and it was between playoff football games and the NFL. You know, it was like the break, you know, 30-minute break in and out. So I went to bed not thinking I was going to get there. I was woken up about 3 or 4 in the morning. They said, hey, we can get you to Jersey, so you got to go now. Flew into Jersey, got to the DAC. Old building, ice all over the city, no hot water, and I mean freezing cold shower to take before going down there.
Yeah.
But as I'm sitting there, and Marshall Faulk was all the way to the left, Garrison Hurst in the middle, I was all the way to the right. So, you know, we're sitting there, and this was kind of the first time that I'd met Marshall a couple times, because we played against his teams when we played San Diego State. I'd never met Garrison. I don't think to that point in time, and I was just talking to him, and we were talking, and he goes to me as we're sitting there waiting, because there was overtime between the Bills and the Dolphins. I mean, think about that. You're a 20-year-old kid. Think it could be the biggest moment of your life, and overtime of an NFL game delays you being announced the winner of the Heisman Trophy. So it was a little nerve-wracking up there. So as we're waiting, Garrison Hurst says to me, he goes, what are you going to do after – the announcement? And I kind of like frowned, and I was like looking at him. I go, what do you mean, what am I going to do? I go, you don't have a speech prepared in case you win? And he looked at me with like big eyes, and he goes, no, you do.
I love it.
And I go, yeah, I wrote some things down. I mean, I can only imagine how nervous you'd be after being announced the winner. and I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, maybe he knows something I don't.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Is Marshall winning? I mean, like, I'm just going by what the newspapers are saying, what, you know, USA Today said I was the favorite coming in here, But I was just like, and it's almost like your heart then jumps in your throat of thinking, maybe he knows something I don't, because I just got here,
So it was
a little nerve wracking, extended by Dan Marino in a epic Jim Kelly battle in the snow in Orchard Park, New York.
Wow! All right, we got to take a break, and we're gonna continue on with my pal Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner, won every award there is possibly. And I am gonna ask him where he's keeping them all, and if he keeps them dusted. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. You want to shake a little dust off right now with all we've been going through? Go to visitmississippi.org. A lot of cool things to do right there. I'm Steve Azar. We'll be right back. Folks, Steve Azar here. My friends at Guarantee Bank are setting the standard in banking. Guarantee Bank is committed to excellence in financial services and their delivery to strengthen the communities they serve and help improve the quality of life for those all-important areas. So make your reservation today. Their doors are open. Just schedule your appointment and reserve your spot prior to visiting them at gbtonline.com. The entire team of Guarantee Bank are committed to serving you and keeping you and their staff safe during these unprecedented times. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
If you're remodeling or building a new home, be sure to tell your contractor to go to Lakeland Fireplaces in Flowood. They have over 25 display units, including Heat and Glow. By the way, there are 19 live burning fireplaces in the showroom. They are the hearth professionals that install and service. Ask about their custom glass doors, gas logs, fireplace accessories, and premium gas grills. It's all at Lakeland Fireplaces, your Heat and Glow dealer on Lakeland Drive in Flowood.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning from 10 until noon for the Handyman Show. Brought to you locally in part by Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. Protecting your home from structural damage, cracks, humidity, mold, and more. That's Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions of Mississippi.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence in 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
The best made-to-order lunch in Northeast Jackson is at 4th and Goal Sports Cafe. Homestyle plates full of catfish, shrimp, and rib tips, just to name a few. Eat in or carry out, DoorDash or Grubhub. Call 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
From luxury hotels to homeowners, Bath Fitter in Ridgeland will exceed your expectations. Your beautiful new bath and shower are made with the same high-quality materials used in luxury hotels and installed in as little as one day. Bath Fitter in Ridgeland will provide the bath or shower custom designed you've always wanted, with no heavy demo or weeks without your bath area. Visit bathfitter.com, where you can design your own bath area and book your free in-home or virtual consultation. Bathfitter.com.
Calm.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Rolling down a Miami hurricane highway in a Mississippi Minute. Go to visitmississippi.org. We got so many more things to do than the state of Florida. Just come on, what are you talking about? Anyway, there's a lot to do in Florida. I'm kidding.
You got the best steakhouse, and I know we argue about this, but anytime I fly into Memphis to go to Oxford for an Ole Miss game or a Mississippi State game, I stop by the Como Steakhouse. This is not an ad. I'm just telling you, if you're near that place, you should go have dinner.
Oh, it's incredible. Doe's, Shapley's, Tico's. There's so many. We have some great steakhouses in Mississippi, but you haven't been to Shapley's yet, have you?
I have not. I've been to Doe's one for your golf tournament, and then your brother, as the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce, I believe, in the Oxford area, took me to Como's, and I fell in love at first bite.
Yeah, I know. You and Joe always do that. Hey, let's talk about real quick game day this year. Were you guys, what was it like? Did you guys do game day? Your college football game of the week. Touchdown radio.
We managed through the season. There was only one game that we had scheduled. I think it was the second or third week. We were supposed to be doing a Memphis game. I think it was one of their big rematches early in the season. So that game was canceled on Tuesday. At that point in time, we're like looking for another game in the same time slot, so we picked the Baylor game. That game was canceled on Friday. So then I went to the rights holder and some of the schools, and basically we took an Oklahoma State broadcast of a game on touchdown and made it a touchdown radio broadcast. So it was the Oklahoma State broadcasters, but we made it through a season. I used more local announcers, guys that could drive, to games. I usually am the analyst on all the games. I was only on four games, and they were the games that I could drive to in and around Florida. I did a Florida State, did the Gator Bowl, did a Miami game, did a Florida game. But we made it through the season, and, it was kind of interesting. Obviously, the environments of, going to the Big Ten and, less than 1,000 people in Ohio State Stadium that holds 100. We did Ohio State and Nebraska, did Michigan and Indiana, and did a lot of SEC and ACC because they had set their, they said they were playing earlier in the rest. Right. But we made it through a season, and it's been interesting. I don't know, this virus is just terrible. I just wish we'd all get vaccinated, and hopefully that happens sooner rather than later, as it's going right now.
Yeah, for sure. All right, back up for a second, and let's finish just the feeling of the Heisman and winning, especially since it's so relevant right now. And, especially having you had three Alabama kids up this year. It's insane. So, just crazy to see that. But Devonta wins, right? So he wins it. Just take me back to that when they announced it. And did Garrison just go, was he relieved that he didn't have to give a speech?
I don't know. When you're at least for me. So it was only a 30-minute show, and like I said, NBC, O.J. Simpson was one of the announcers when I won the award. So it wasn't as long of a production. They didn't interview our families and talk about our times growing up or anything like that. I just remember when they announced my name and I'm at the end, and I heard my mom scream, and then I got up, I shook Garrison's hand, I shook Marshall's hand, got up there and kind of pulled out an index card that had my notes on it.
Did you even look at those notes? Because I'll make notes, but I'll never see them.
I don't know if I looked. I did probably look at them. I pulled them out and I looked at them just to make sure to give myself. But as my wife tells our daughter over and over again, if you don't write it down, you're not going to remember it. So once you write it down a couple times and go over it, you remember it a little bit better. So
right.
I kind of had, knew what I was was going to say, but I did look at them. I don't know if I follow them in order. You know, every good plan, you know, like they say, everybody's got a plan to fight Tyson until you get punched in the mouth. So I think that's kind of what you feel. You're so nervous when you're up there. And I went through the speech, and then it was, I think OJ then interviewed me for a couple minutes, and then it was like I was whisked off. I'm in the old downtown athletic club. The 13th floor was the Heisman floor with all the portraits. I think they took me down probably the old stairwell down to 12, which 12 was the gym, you know, and basically it was, okay, you're in front of press from all over the world
right.
at that point. I never saw Garrison or Marshall again. It was just, you know, whirlwind. Okay, you're doing this interview, you're doing this interview, and then by the time you know, you're up to take a break, you're at a dinner, you know, with your family and all the board and the 200 people that were invited to the presentation. So it's quite a whirlwind after you're announced the winner. I think that's one thing that Devontae, you know, missed or didn't get to, you know, this year with the Heisman and being remote is, you know, we didn't get a chance to be around him.
Right.
Probably thankfully he wasn't part of that whirlwind of, you know, you're up Sunday morning doing the NFL Today and you know, and then on Monday, you know, God, I'm just disappointed. I was one of the last guys that didn't get to go on Letterman and do the top 10 when
oh, come on. Are you kidding? Yeah, they always stop things like, you know, like.
Well, they started it after.
They started after. Yeah, well,
they started.
The window,
he, you know, he probably had a new producer that liked sports and goes, why? Well, the Heisman winner's here. Why don't we do a top 10 list on with them on Monday? So, but a little bit disappointed I didn't get to do that. But that it's you don't have a spare minute after you're named the winner in New York.
Devontae Smith, when he went, I mean, was he the no-brainer? Speaking of no-brainers, was it obvious for you?
There were so many great players, but I think that this season was, you know, it was tough to, from the standpoint of, you had a guy, I thought Justin Fields after week one, Ohio State, Nebraska, he was like 21 of 22, three or four touchdowns. I was like, okay, this guy's going to win it. He's going to roll. They only play five or six games, and then all of a sudden, you know, people were like, well, he didn't play enough games. So I think he just missed out on opportunities, I think, as did Trevor Lawrence, who was probably one of the favorites. And, you know, he gets shut down by COVID for a few weeks, misses the game against Notre Dame. I think that, listen, you and I are old enough to know that big games against Notre Dame can sway a lot of voters. You know, Trevor missed out on that opportunity when he didn't get a chance to play against Notre Dame in the regular season and have kind of the game like he had in the conference championship game. And I think Devontae Smith just was, man, he was consistent. He was lights out. You know, the one time they put him back to return a punt, he returns it for a touchdown. You know, but then you also had Mac Jones, who was unbelievable as their quarterback, and Najee Harris. It's like, okay, who do you pick as the most outstanding player? Because I looked at all of those guys, the top four, and I would say the top five, Najee Harris. You know, when we get a Heisman ballot, it's three blank lines. And you can, I mean, I could have voted for Steve Azar at Delta State if I wanted to.
Come on with it.
And
woo!
And But think about it. You only can vote for three people. And you're looking at, I wouldn't have a problem at any one of those top five, and even more than the top five, winning the award. That's the toughest part about voting. It's, you know, it's not like going in and picking a politician. You got one or the other.
Right.
You have three blank lines. Winner, the first place on your ballot gets 3 points, second place gets 2 points, and third place gets 1 point. Like, personally, I would like at least five blank lines on my ballot because I think, you know, the amount of guys having great seasons warrants that. But, you know, it's awful tough. But I wouldn't have had a problem with any one of the top five or even, you know, probably the top ten. I mean, some of the games, Kyle Pitts, the tight end at Florida, had an unreal season. He got shut down a couple weeks. Trask at Florida he's breaking Werfel's records in 11 games and not, you know, 15 like they are playing now. So, you know, I think that you know, it's just it's tough to pick the winner.
I know. We're with Gino Toretta. He gets to play DJ in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio right now. And visitmississippi.org is where he goes before he even enters the state line from any direction, because that's what you're going to do this weekend. Gino, would you like to hear a little Conway Twitty or Ike Turner into the break?
I want to hear a little Riding Down a Fast Track.
Oh, you want to hear a little Steve Azar going to beat the devil to see my angel tonight, Delta Mix. All right.
That's what I want to hear.
Okay, all right. Well, guess what, Will? My fearless and wonderful producer, make sure it's the Delta Mix version, because that's the cool one. We'll be right back. I'm with the man, Gino Toretta.
There's a little piece of heaven down a snaky Louisiana road, sweeter than a taste of homemade wine, and hotter than Tabasco. Field, swampland, chicken bridge, quicksand, running over potholes fast as I can. One left headlight leading me to paradise. Lord, I'm gonna be the devil to see my angel tonight. Say, I'm gonna be the devil to see my angel tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna be the devil to see my.
Selling your vehicle? We'll buy it. Need to put it on our lot? We'll consign it. Just need a new ride for the new you? We'll trade it. Pinnacle Motors needs you. Well, needs your vehicle. Steve Owen and the friendly staff of Pinnacle Motors is buying, consigning, and trading quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at the corner of Highway 471 at Baker Lane and Vine Street in Brandon, and online at PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. That's PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. Pinnacle Motors needs you. Well, needs your vehicle. Quality vehicles, affordable prices. Pinnacle Motors.
Hi, this is Mark Shapley of M.M. Shapley Steakhouse. This past year, we were fortunate to see many new faces and reacquaint with old friends, and I believe I know why. Being from the Mississippi Delta, we learned how to entertain while creating a comfortable home environment, and that's M.M. Shapley's specialty. M.M. Shapley's is your place for award-winning steaks and homemade tamales. M.M. Shapley's, real, authentic, welcoming, fine dining. For reservations, visit mmshapleys.com or call 601-957-8000.
Are you a hard worker? Are you dependable? Do you have a good attitude? Do you want to be part of a team? If so, the Black Label Bridge Builders at Key Constructors offers lead men and women purpose-driven career opportunities with on-the-job and outside training, leadership development, and benefits. To learn more about what it takes to be a Black Label Bridge Builder, please visit Key's website at keyconstructors.com. Please also follow at Key Constructors on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to see regular updates on the Black Label Bridge Builders.
Realtors and homeowners, listen up. When it's time to buy, sell, or most importantly, move, that's when you call Two Men in a Truck. Let us take the worry out of moving so you can focus on what's important. Visit twomeninatruck.com.
Hey, this is Jimmy Primos at The Range in Gluckstadt, Mississippi's newest gun store with indoor range, firearms training center, and full-service gunsmithing department. Right now, we're offering special pricing on our individual, couples, and family memberships. We're so sure you will enjoy our membership and the exclusive benefits that our members enjoy that we don't even ask you to sign a contract. Come browse our huge selection of guns and accessories or look into signing up for one of our many firearms training classes. The Range by Jimmy Primos, just off I-55 at the Gluckstadt exit.
What if there was a paint that could awaken something as old as that Rip Van Winkle guy?
Hey, who, what?
Because it could adhere to the most weathered exteriors and completely restore its youth.
Hey, there's hair on my head again!
If a paint could give any time-worn surface stunning new life, is it still paint? Regal Select Exterior from Benjamin Moore. Paint like no other.
Seabrook Paints in Jackson and Ridgeland. Visit SeabrookPaints.com.
Madison Cellars, proud to be a sponsor of SEC Sports. They're your headquarters for all your wines and spirits. From special party needs to picking up that favorite bottle of wine for dinner, it's all at Madison Cellars Premium Wine and Spirits, Highway 51 at Madison Station Shopping Center.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to News Mississippi. In an effort to promote the safety of the vaccine, U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams dispelled a key piece of misinformation during a Jackson State-sponsored Zoom session.
Important for people to know, you cannot get COVID from the vaccine because there is no part of the virus that we use for those mRNA vaccines.
Adams also said that the platform for the vaccine has been around for over a decade. Mississippi will deploy members of the National Guard for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration.
The announcement comes following the recent riots at the Capitol in D.C. that left 5 people dead. In a statement, the Guard explained that their mission is to provide military and strategic support to law enforcement to ensure a safe and secure environment during next Wednesday's inauguration.
For more information, find us online at newsms.fm. I'm Kelly Bennett.
Who doesn't love the holiday season? Food, family, and friends. Keep Mississippi Beautiful wants to remind everyone that while you're enjoying the holidays, remember to do your part to keep Mississippi beautiful and safe. Mask up, pick up, and clean up Mississippi. Let's all do our part to keep Mississippi beautiful. Together, we can do this. To learn more about Keep Mississippi Beautiful and the beautification efforts across our state, visit keepmsbeautiful.com. That's keepmsbeautiful.com. Happy holidays from all of us at Keep Mississippi Beautiful.
It's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi, reminding you about the College Football Fix every day at 5, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and they got there because of innovative tech, smarter and safer driving, plus intelligent all-wheel drive and built Ford tough trucks that always get the job done. Stop by your local Ford dealer today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on their full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. And don't miss the College Football Fix, driven by Ford.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hear the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi. And now on Amazon Alexa devices. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
You're listening to my songs between every break and the one time I get to celebrate all our incredible artists in Mississippi. Heisman Trophy winner, well, won every award there was, and 2 national championships, forgive me, because I should have known better. Gino Toretta is the only one that can sway me to continue to play my crazy music. So there you go. We're going to keep Mississippi Beautiful Studio, as always. Go to visitmississippi.org. Just so many great things to do, folks, that are right here. So much history and culture. Just slap dab in the middle of our wonderful state. Gino, so 3 Alabama players are on the ballot. And there was, I saw some folks in Twitter and stuff, and they were saying that, you know, Devontae's speech was so humble and wonderful. And you get up there and you can leave people out. It's hard, man. But you could tell he was just so humble and just so honored. But everybody was saying, what about Sarkisian? Because, you know, what about the offense? But he's gone. He's leaving them. So, I mean, you know, when you leave somebody out of a speech, and in that case, I mean, he did have a heck of a – he had 3 guys that were nominated in the top 5. 1 wins. That's pretty cool as an offensive coordinator.
Well, I think that, it's like, you know, I guess being in a situation where you have a 7-car garage and there's like a Ferrari, a Aston Martin, a Bentley, and a Lamborghini, and some cars like that, and just deciding which one you want to drive for the day is kind of the plethora of riches that that Alabama had this season. But the worst part is I still get grief from Lamar Thomas, one of my receivers, because I didn't thank the receiving corps when I gave my Heisman speech.
Yeah.
Now, I believe I thanked our defense because our defense, you know, saved us in some games, and just the general thanking your teammates.
You didn't thank the guys that were catching all the balls? That's nice.
Well, when you thank your teammates, you think that's enough. But, you know, I guess for some that want a little attention, it's never enough. You feel for them. And I would just say, yeah, he seemed like, you know, a kid from very humble roots. I mean, it was great seeing, you know, the community center there with all the people, and they have their masks on and celebrating, you know. And I can think that, you know, it makes you think that when you win these awards, you don't celebrate. You're not with the people that saw you your whole life trying to get there, really. You know, I can think of seeing pictures. You know, my parents own a bar where I grew up in Pinole, California, and seeing a picture on the local newspaper, and people that were like, you know, obviously my parents' friends and growing up, and their kids were my age, and a picture in the bar when I was announced the winner, and they're all fired up and celebrating. You think of all of the times when you were a kid, you know, riding a bike to the high school field to go throw extra passes, or those people who have helped you and nurtured you along right. the way. You're not celebrating with those people, but they're celebrating with you, even though they're not with you. So
right,
I think
right.
it's just so difficult to thank you know, everybody. But I will tell you this. Well, I don't think there's a rubber chicken circuit this year because of COVID. So he's not going to have the multiple opportunities to make up for it this year. But I had plenty of opportunities to make sure I thanked all the right people that may have been a little perturbed if I didn't thank them.
Well, two things come to mind. First of all, it's not fair. He did a great job. It's just people are always going to criticize something, no matter how perfect you do something. And I thought that he was really represented himself. Like just a good guy. You know, I love how he came off so shocked, sort of, and so appreciative. Second of all...
And probably relief. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
He looked relieved.
It's
yeah.
a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, okay, but speaking of pressure, you were 21 years old when you won the Heisman or older, so let's just talk about this. Did your family at the bar make a... do you have your own drink? Did they make your own drink at that point? I mean, that would have been an ultimate... you know, that would have been a trophy. The Gino Toretta?
You know,
and what?
What
would it have been?
Steve, the bar is very blue collar. And, you know, it's beers for a couple bucks and things like that. I think that, you know, it's funny is going back after, and I can remember an older guy. He was probably, I'm going to say he was in his late 60s and 70s. I mean, we're talking about a bar that opened at 6 in the morning. Guys would be in there, retirees, drinking coffee, and then, you know, and then start on the whiskey, right? and this guy pulls me aside. This was probably a month after when I went home after the bowl game, and they had a parade in my hometown, and I remember going in there, and this guy pulls me aside, and he goes, okay, I'm going to teach you something. He goes, you're going to get asked a lot to do shots with people. And I was like, okay. And he goes, this is the trick. Always order a Coca-Cola back. I was like, what? He goes, always make sure the bartender brings you a Coke. I was like, why? He goes, watch. And he takes a little sip of the Coke first.
Yeah.
Then he takes the shot. Mm-hmm. And then he grabs the Coke like he's chasing it. And he put the shot in the top of the Coke back. And he goes, I didn't take that shot, but you think I just took that shot. And I was just like, cagey old veteran move right there.
Yeah,
you know, you never want to hurt somebody's feeling when they want to buy you a drink. So he was showing me the ropes of that. So I thought that was one of the lessons that I was taught as a youngster, because probably at that point in time, I wasn't turning down anybody's shot.
No. Hey, Gino, you'll love this. So this reminds me of this. I was in Latvia. So, you know, it was right when they had declared their freedom from Russia. Basically, the walls had come down. I was doing a show. And I'd gone over there for an award show, and they wanted me over there, which was awesome. But every single night, they would put a bottle. What flavor vodka? This is before I knew a flavored vodka existed. This, you're talking about, you know, 18, 20, you're talking about probably 1998 or not, right? So
right.
I go, maybe before, it was actually before that. So it was before I even had hits. So I remember going like, man, thank goodness there's carpet under me. So they'd put a bottle there, and everybody would shoot. They'd shoot. And every time I'd take a shot, when their head was back, I was dumping it on the carpet, right? And they were saying, this Azar guy, whatever, this Azar, he can handle his booze. Well, then I knew what they wanted to do. They wanted to all get in the hot tub afterwards. It scared the heck out of me. I ain't in the hot tub with the people. So listen. So the crazy thing was, First of all, the group I was with in the beginning of the week said, you see those people over there, they're Russian mafia, you don't want to associate with it. Well, by the end of the week, I was with what I thought was the Russian mafia, and they said, you see those people over there, which were the people I was with in the beginning of the week, they say they're Russian mafia. And I'm going like, what the heck's going on here? So I remember the last day, the last bottle, I said, oh my God, there's no carpet underneath me. It's a tile floor. So I didn't know what to do. So I just kept pouring, and it was so wet under my feet. I mean, the floor was soaking wet. And so anyway, I wasn't going to let myself lose control, you know, over there. That wasn't happening. I mean, so anyway,
so you just needed to order a Coke back or have a water bottle with only half water and just, you know, always take a little sip of the, pretend to take a little sip and spit the.
Let me tell you what, there was no Coke back. There was no such thing back there. They would have said, what? Talking to Gino Toretta, you're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. As always, I'm looking at my clock right now. I think we can go into a break. Gino, I want to talk about COVID and sort of, you know, and get your take on how teams, were they lucky? Were they really good at understanding how to keep their players out of harm's way? You know, you saw folks, some teams get it and then never get it. You know, the tide has been pretty dang good of staying away from it. Was there a formula? We're going to talk about that. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out the formula that's going to make your weekend rock. Love spending time with my pal, the great Gino Toretta, in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I'm Steve Aiken. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. My friends at Guaranty Bank are setting the standard in banking. Guaranty Bank is committed to excellence in financial services and their delivery to strengthen the communities they serve and help improve the quality of life for those all important areas. So make your reservation today. Their doors are open. Just schedule your appointment and reserve your spot prior to visiting them at gbtonline.com. The entire team of Guaranty Bank are committed to serving you and keeping you and their staff safe during these unprecedented times. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Feeling down? Here's your prescription for a daily dose of good news and positive vibes. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Every afternoon, Rebecca highlights all the good things happening right here in the state you call home. Daily exposure to Good Things with Rebecca Turner may cause smiling, feelings of positivity, happiness, and even laughter. When you experience these symptoms, tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi and now on Amazon Alexa devices. Thousands of Bulldog fans have subscribed to the Thunder and Lightning podcast. Have you? On each episode, Brian Haydad and Joel Coleman give you an inside look at your Mississippi State Bulldogs. The Thunder and Lightning podcast is free and available on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Thunder and Lightning on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Thunder and Lightning from Super Talk Mississippi, covering the Bulldogs like no one else.
Pure Air Consultants is your heating and cooling professionals, and they're ready to work for you. We're the home of the once-a-year $119 heating and cooling service special, along with 24 months same-as cash and no credit check financing. Call us at 601-939-7420. That's 601-939-7420, or online at mypureairconsultants.com. That's mypureairconsultants.com.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Tune in this Saturday morning from 8 till 10 for Weekend Gardening, where garden mama Nellie Neal will tackle all your gardening questions. Weekend Gardening, brought to you in part by The Tractor Store, your local Mahindra dealer. The Tractor Store, Highway 49 South in Richland.
A Complete Flag Source is proud to announce that Mississippi has a new state flag. We are taking orders now for all sizes of the newly designed State of Mississippi flag. Flags are in production, and soon you can be flying one at your home, school, or business. Place your order by emailing at sales@completeflags.com, calling our store at 601-362-9333, or finding us on the web at completeflags.com. Have you paid a visit to our store? A Complete Flag Source is located at 5295 I-55 North Jackson. Too far to visit? Give us a call at 601-362-9333 with your order or questions. Thank you for shopping local and supporting a Mississippi-owned business.
If you need a cash infusion after all your Christmas expenses, perhaps we can help at D&S Diamonds and Jewelry in Flowood. At D&S Diamonds, we are always purchasing diamonds, precious stones, gold, silver, and platinum in the form of jewelry or as scrap. We truly believe we pay more than anyone else for your pre-owned, broken, or unwanted jewelry. With gold prices hovering at near record levels, now is a great time to sell. D&S Diamonds and Jewelry, 144 Market Street, across from Amerigo in Flowood.
Be sure and check out the newly remodeled Basil's in Fondren, where you get simple food done well. And don't forget to drop by Basil's Fountain View at the Renaissance. Go to eatbasils.com for online ordering for both locations. That's Basil's.
Are the trees and shrubs running your yard instead of you? Let the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros take out your problem limb by limb. Baroni's Tree Pros is your complete tree, shrub, and stump removal service. No job is too big for the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros. And with our superior cleanup, you can't go wrong. Baroni's Tree Pros, 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. That's 601-345-8090. Or online at baronistreepros.com. That's baronistreepros.com.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Who doesn't love the holiday season? Food, family, and friends. Keep Mississippi Beautiful wants to remind everyone that while you're enjoying the holidays, remember to do your part to keep Mississippi beautiful and safe. Mask up, pick up, and clean up Mississippi. Let's all do our part to keep Mississippi beautiful. Together, we can do this. To learn more about Keep Mississippi Beautiful and the beautification efforts across our state, visit keepmsbeautiful.com. That's keepmsbeautiful.com. Happy holidays from all of us at Keep Mississippi Beautiful.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As we roll down the final highway with Gino Toretta, and I know he wants to be at Como Steakhouse right now, but it ain't happening. It's not happening because he's in Miami, but he does have Joe Stonecraft. And let me tell you, folks, that is a treat that is unbelievable. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. You know that. Visit Mississippi.org. You can find out the cool restaurants, cool golf courses, great places to get outdoors, go fishing, hunting, museums. We got it all right here. Gino, you know, look, I'm an SEC nation, and I'm all about it, and I get it. Trust me. You know, that last year's LSU team was insane. I mean, it was insane. And this year's Alabama team, insane. And so I think that you look at our history and stuff and everything, and Kiffin, just the way him and Leach, you know, Leach is funny, man. His press conferences and all that. We got some great coaches. We got Deion Sanders in the state now, you know, at Jackson State. But it's an interesting a group of coaches for sure. But obviously, just the it'd be nice to have some underdogs from some mid-majors to just see.
Well, look at this year. The Peach Bowl, Georgia against Cincinnati, was one of the most watched bowl games of the season.
Great game, too. Yeah.
If not number one. And that to me is, you know, people are like, well, Cincinnati, you know, would have never beaten Alabama. They might not have. But you know what? We would have watched.
Exactly.
Just to see. And that's the thing is, like, you want people to watch. You want there to be interest of, hey, maybe there can be, you know, and not, you know, it's you think of, you know, when Major Applewhite was knocked out at Texas at the start of the game, you know, games like that is like, okay, what if Justin Fields is playing Cincinnati in a quarterfinal game and he does get knocked out? He's not able to come back, you know, with injured rib. And then all of a sudden, wow, maybe this is a magical season. And that to me is how you have, first off, how they have a plan of five major conferences and only four teams in a playoff is ridiculous. So it should be, to me, is, okay, we start at five and we go from there. Is there only going to be six or are we going to eight?
Well, eight's a no-brainer. So, it'd be incredible, Gino. Think about the television ratings. It's why does the NCAA fight that? I mean, when they got to know.
Well, because the NCAA doesn't control college football bowl season like they control the basketball tournament. So, to me, is coordinating with the bowl games that is already there. You know, and it's just, you know, everybody talks about, like, ratings for sports. Excuse me, ratings for sports this year going down or have gone down a lot. Well, when you and I grew up, we knew the blue-gray game was on Christmas Day. And maybe it wasn't the best college football game, but you know what? We watched it because we knew it was on Christmas Day every year.
Right.
And then we knew New Year's Day, we were going to sit down at noon and we were going to start watching football. And we weren't done until 10 o'clock at night. And now you have games that have moved all over. When's the championship game? When the playoff game? It's like there's bowl games after the playoff games. Mm-hmm. And they've moved around so much. You've taken not only some of the tradition, but we're creatures of habit. I mean, we do, you know what I mean? You wake up, you do the same thing every day. You brush your teeth, wash your face, take a shower, you put on clothes. We need to go back to figuring out, okay, let's go back to the habits that we had to where the casual sports fan knows on January 1st, that's when the playoff games. Those are when the big games are happening with the best teams of that season. And I think that when we start moving games, you know, even the NBA of moving games around, I don't know. I mean, I love all sports, but I can't tell you, you know, it used to be, you know, the wide world of sports and listening to Al McKay on Saturdays. Okay, what are they putting on this Saturday? It's not like that every week, and I think that's something where TV is missing the creatures of habit of always looking for something at a certain day and time.
Right.
And they're not giving it to us.
Yeah, now you've got all the streaming opportunities, and people are just binge-watching everything, especially right now. Well, we've binged ourselves to the end of a Mississippi Minute. I think we've caught up, and I appreciate the time, my brother. You've been at the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, as always. I'm Steve Azar with my pal Gino Toretta, the great Gino Toretta. What a career. And just, it's been wonderful to become friends throughout all these years, and I love catching up. And speaking of catching up, catch up at visitmississippi.org because it's all right there in front of you in our glorious state we call Mississippi. I'm Steve Azar. Gino, thank you, pal.
Anytime, Steve-O.
Love you, buddy. Later on.
I'm Steve Azar in a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Thousands of Bulldog fans have subscribed to the Thunder and Lightning podcast. Have you? On each episode, Brian Haydad and Joel Coleman give you an inside look at your Mississippi State Bulldogs. The Thunder and Lightning podcast is free and available on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Thunder and Lightning on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Thunder and Lightning from Supertalk Mississippi, covering the Bulldogs like no one else.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hear the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
Feeling down? Here's your prescription for a daily dose of good news and positive vibes. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Every afternoon, Rebecca highlights all the good things happening right here in the state you call home. Daily exposure to Good Things with Rebecca Turner may cause smiling, feelings of positivity, happiness, and even laughter. When you experience these symptoms, tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.